William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Ancestor, a novel by Danielle Trussoni, performed by Heather Masters.
1.
To discover you are the heir to a noble title in the 21st century is like winning a fortune in the lottery, the Mega Millions, or a Powerball jackpot, only to find your prize will be paid out in francs or liras. Suddenly you are rich, but rich in a currency that has no value in the modern world. Or so it seemed to me upon learning that I was the last living descendant of the ancient House of Monte Bianco, a family whose power, from the Middle Ages to the unification of Italy in the 19th century, was immense. Whose sons, because only sons mattered in those unenlightened times, had fought religious wars and married minor princesses and sired noble children, but whose fortunes and fertility had diminished as the modern world rose, leaving me, Bert Monty, a 28-year-old American woman with few social graces and zero knowledge of European history, the sole blood heir to an ancestral domain in the mountains of northern Italy. It all began early one Saturday morning just before Christmas. I was living alone, although Luca's things were still at the house. He'd been taking clothes to his new apartment slowly, week by week, a pair of jeans here, a t-shirt there, in an effort to keep our lives intertwined. His plan was working. We saw each other often, and had even gone out for dinner and a movie the month before. While we'd been separated for 6 months, and it had been my idea for him to move out, I found it.